ladies, and phone addicts. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and guy who currently doesn't have a phone with him. This is the Kill You're In A Loser show. Let's fucking go. I'm joined with my guest Imogen, my girlfriend, my bitch, my slut, my whore, my angel, my princess.
Yeah.
My woman.
All of my bitch, simultaneous.
My nigga. I haven't said the word my nigga or the phrase my nigga in such a long time. I've been very politically correct for quite a while now, haven't I? Been a good boy. So I'm just letting a little out now. A little of that tension out. Yeah. Hey, one of my best mates is black, remember? And I've asked him, like, can I say my nigga? And he's like, I don't care what you say. So so there you go. So that's an endorsement.
To clarify, when you were asking, you definitely weren't asking for permission because that's not something you really do.
Oh, I was asking, like, knowing that he's going to say yes. And if he doesn't, then I'd say, like, well, I'm doing it because you told me not to. Nah, he's a super chill dude. He would never tell me what to do. I've had him on the podcast a couple of times. He's the guy that did that episode with me on how he cucked his... That guy? He cucked some guy and fucked his wife. Mm. So, that guy. Mm. He is a nice boy. He's actually such a fucking nice guy. Like, I can't believe that he had sex with some guy's wife. The guy was like completely, if you haven't listened to that episode, the guy was completely on board with it.
Yeah, they wanted it.
Yeah,
they
like it's a fantasy for them. Yeah. They wanted a black gentleman with big muscles to come and have sex with.
Do you think they were specifically looking for a black guy?
I talked to him about that on the podcast. I said, like, dude, what if you're that they're literally just using you because you're black? And he's like, I don't care. I got like, he's like, yeah, maybe they are. Like, but they'd had sex with other people. They'd had sex with like a white guy in the past. So maybe they're just like getting all the nationalities like Pokemon. They're going to collect them all. So what are we talking about today? I actually forgot what the episode was. Phones. We're going to talk about how I don't have a phone.
You have a phone.
No, I don't.
You just don't bring it around.
Don't tell the audience that I have a phone. I have a phone, but I'm doing my best to take it out with me as little as possible. And so at the moment, every Sunday... I've only done this for a few weeks now. I used to do this in the past and then I fucking forgot.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my goddamn phone with me. We're recording this on your phone. Mm-hmm. So this works even better if you have someone else with you, but otherwise you can just not take your phone at all. And if you need a phone, which you never fucking do when you go outside, you don't need a fucking phone. Let's be real. If you're lost or something, you can just ask strangers for directions. I've had people ask me for directions all the goddamn time. Mm-hmm. But this idea of like leaving the phone, being a little less connected, a little less addicted. I just can't fucking relax when I have my goddamn phone. I fully have a phone addiction. It's going to be the thing I work on probably next year, as in 2023. Mm. For this year, I'm cutting out porn, alcohol, video games, and caffeine. Mm. And I think next year, yeah, I want to cut out the phone. I was talking to one of my friends about this. The guy who built his own log cabin, you know that guy?
Yeah.
Yep. And he wants to do the same thing. He's going to do it this year. He's like reducing how much he looks at his phone. Mm. But he and I and another mate were sitting down talking about it. We're just fully fucking addicted to the goddamn phone. And I'm sure everyone listening to this is like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, of course. They're designed in such a way that it's meant to be addictive. You're meant to not want to put it down. Yeah. Every time you pick it up, it's meant to give you a little dopamine hit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I hate that. I hate being plugged in. I hate being a stupid animal who can't stop himself looking at it. And I look incessantly for nothing. Like, I will go and read my YouTube comments like 3 times a day. I say 3 times a day. It used to be about 100 times a day. I installed an app, and this is what I recommend you guys do if you want to start breaking away from the phone a little bit. There are apps that let you open other apps only a certain number of times or only during certain times a day, or they can block the app entirely apart from like on the weekend or something like that. So I use an app called Stay Focused, but there's a ton of other apps. Mm-hmm. And I've used these apps for ages now, for like, you know, years. And so I had to block Instagram, Facebook. I don't use Facebook much apart from to message the people in my coaching program, but Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, my YouTube comments, like a bunch of other apps, right? I have to block them or let myself open them only a certain number of times a day, like 3 times a day, and I'm fucking Gucci. Any more than that, no thank you. I get fucking addicted. So
yeah,
I hate the idea of like being compelled to do something that I don't really give a fuck about. It's not like I go and check these apps and I'm like, oh great, I'm so glad I connected to other human beings, isn't this wonderful? It's like, no, I'm just scrolling through Instagram looking at bullshit I don't care about.
Yeah,
I unfollowed everyone on my Instagram. I don't follow anyone on Facebook because like I don't want my news feed to just be cloaked with bullshit that I don't give a fuck about. But yeah, like I'm sure you've seen this too. Tinder as well. I got Tinder on a different phone. We have different phones for Tinder. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have Tinder on my fucking phone or I'll check it. And so I just bought a second. We bought a couple of cheap phones. I leave them with you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'll check them too much, whereas you care a little less. You're less plugged into Tinder. And so I just get you to fucking do my Tinder for me at this point in time. I've outsourced it. I've talked about that a bunch of times with some of my coaching clients and shit. I say, you know, just get a girl that you're dating to run her own Tinder and run your Tinder and bring in girls that way. But anyway, side point. Fuck phone addictions.
Yeah, I definitely get the same thing as well where, like, at the end of it, like, I almost won't even realize. I'll go to do something completely different. I'll go to, like, check something in my calendar. And then 10 minutes later, I'll realize that I'm scrolling through Instagram.
Yep.
And I'm like, what am I doing? This is, like, I don't like this. This isn't adding to my life. I'm wasting time.
You fell into a black hole. Like, yep. You don't remember where the time went. You didn't do anything productive. You were a zombie. Netflix is really bad for this as well. Netflix is like the worst fucking platform for what we're talking about here. Instagram is pretty fucking bad. TikTok is pretty fucking bad. YouTube is really fucking bad. But these Netflix is bad. All of these apps and websites and shit are designed to keep you there.
Yeah, like, obviously. The content doesn't stop. It kind of just keeps going forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. But on the YouTube side of things, if you guys feel like you are too addicted to YouTube, there's a really good app called NewPipe, NEWPIPE. It's only on Android. I'm not sure how to get a similar app on Apple, so you'll have to do your own research. But on Android, you have to install a separate app. Just go on Google how to install NewPipe, and you'll see what I mean. You install this app, and it's basically a YouTube replacement. And you can do so much cool fucking shit on there. You can remove the recommended videos. Like, nothing shows up when I open this app. I don't have, like, oh, watch these videos here, go and watch this. So I literally won't click on stuff. After you finish watching a video, you can make it so that it doesn't recommend any other videos to you. You can disable the comments. If you're someone who scrolls through the comments all the time, I am. You can disable basically everything in the app and just only have videos that you search for. You can disable subscription features so you don't even subscribe to anyone. So you just basically use this video to go and watch videos that you intended to watch, rather than YouTube was trying to make you watch. Mm-hmm. There are similar apps for Instagram and shit like that. But on those platforms, I just recommend either not using the fucking app, like literally block the app, or unfollow everyone that you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
You can be friends with someone, but not see their content. You can mute them so they don't show up. So I recommend that, same as Facebook.
Yeah. And like we were saying at the start, like the easiest way is honestly just not having your phone with you as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it removes all temptation if it's physically not there. I know this is something that you even did in the past, like when we, I know it's not something you're doing right now, but if you did need it in case of emergencies, just for like calls and text, you bought like a brick phone.
Yeah, buy a dumb phone, like one of those old candy bar phones. I still have that phone at home, and that's what I'm going to work on next year when that's my next goal, removing like phone addiction. Yeah. And I'll just take that out with me in public because then I can text you.
Yeah, if there ever was the concern of like, oh, I need to get in touch with somebody, you still have a means of doing that, but you don't have all of the other shit to distract you.
Yeah, and most of the other shit is bullshit.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I mean, my coaching clients love it, but I check my group coaching Facebook group. I check that like multiple fucking times a day. I'll reply immediately. Again, my coaching clients love that. They're like, oh, great, Andy's replying immediately. But it's like, do I really need to be doing this? Fuck no. I could check the group once a day. I could check the group once every fucking 3 days if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But it's this plugged in bullshit that I can't stand, that you're doing something like an animal that you don't want to be doing. And that's the frustration for me, is like, I'm not choosing to do this. If I was choosing to do this, fine, we'd be having a different conversation. But it's like you said, it's these black holes you fall into. You lose like 10 minutes of your life and you're like, for me, it's like 20 minutes of YouTube. And then it's like, I didn't enjoy any of those videos. Like, I was just watching bullshit.
Yeah, and I think something for me that I personally find is that I find it much, much harder to be present if I'm in a period where I am using my phone a lot more. Like, I find that I can't just sit and, like we are now, sit in a park and look at nature and just relax. I find that you can't get agitated a lot more quickly.
You build up almost this anxiety when you're plugged into the fucking phone. Like an anxiety of like, what if I have to just exist and not stare at the screen? What if I have to just sit in this park and look around me? What if I have to be alone with my own thoughts? Yeah, you do become like weirdly frantic, I would say, where you're just like, and I've done this before, and all of you guys will know exactly what I'm talking about here. You pull the phone open, You check your emails, you check your texts, you check your Instagram, maybe your Twitter, whatever else. You check your fucking apps, right? You've checked everything. And then you go back through the loop again. You go back to the start and go, oh, but like, what if there is another email there now in the 10 minutes since I last checked? Well, sometimes you're just doing it, and this is even worse, like a dumb animal. You're not even realizing that you're doing that loop again. I've done this like 5 times. I'll go through the loop and then I'll be like, what in the fuck? Especially in the morning when I first wake up and I'm not fully awake and fully like present. I will go through the loop like 3 times and then I'll be like, what in the shit? I just wasted like 30 minutes checking notification, and every single app doesn't have a notification. Where it's even worse when they do, like in the time since the last loop, oh, there's another post on Instagram. Cool. I don't even care about that, but I'll look at it. Oh, here's another YouTube video. I don't even like watching this YouTube video, but I'll watch it anyway, which is why, you know, I've installed the apps like NewPipe and all the other ones. So I can't do that. I've broken that cycle. But, you know, fuck, man, it's really powerful how good a job they've done of making all these apps addictive. I mean, basically everything at this point is like hyper addictive. The West, like, my God, we're good at marketing and making things addictive. Like, all apps are addictive. The news is fucking addictive to people. All food is addictive. Everything has flashing lights and all of that shit. You got to disconnect. Like, sitting in this park, we're going to end this podcast in a second. We're sitting in this lovely fucking park. We're going to go for a walk around here. But just like getting back to nature, leaving my phone at home at least once a week. And I'm going to build that up and do that more next year when I tackle this shit. But I thought I'd do this podcast and talk about the fact that I'm doing it at least once a week. Even if you guys just do something similar once a week, just leave your phone at home, even for a couple of fucking hours, man. Just go sit in a park, go walk around a park, go think about things. And it's funny how many, when you give yourself that time away from your phone, it's very fucking productive. Like, you'll start thinking about shit that, like, problems that you hadn't solved, and you'll solve those problems in like 5 minutes of sitting alone and just thinking about it. Instead of being so fucking plugged into the goddamn phone, like, you give yourself that breathing room to actually think about, what am I going to do next week? Am I happy with my life? Is there anything I want to change? What's a solution to this problem that's been bothering me? What am I going to do next week? I'm grateful for my friends. You give yourself room to breathe, and it's fucking lovely, man. It's really nice.
Yeah. It's even something that I've found, not even necessarily for like a more tangible productivity, but more for a, like, a mental or emotional growth. Is that I find, and this is something I've taken some time off to, I guess, process a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing something similar. I'll just sit on the beach and look at the ocean and about it.
Yeah.
And I find that I have all of these feelings that come up, like quite strong emotions, and I'll get quite emotional. And it's something that I realize that I've been suppressing with keeping...
You suppress it with your fucking phone.
Busy and distraction. And when you kind of strip that all away, all of this shit comes up and...
Yeah, and then you get to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Solve it properly instead of just pushing it away with phones. The problems with phones and Netflix and YouTube, everything else, all the shit we have, food, all the distractions, is they're just that. They're distractions. They distract you from your true purpose. They distract you from your true nature. They distract you from working on your goals. They distract you from thinking about the things that make you unhappy, because guess what happens? Yes. When you sit there and think about things that make you unhappy, that makes you fucking sad. It hurts. It's painful. Sometimes you fucking have a breakdown, but then you fix the problem. You work through it. You improve. You make your life better. But if you're constantly turning to your phone 24/7, you never give yourself that free time. You never give yourself that opportunity to fix your problems. You don't. Because you constantly, the phone keeps you okay, but it also keeps you in a state of like complacency. Mm-hmm. Like, you're okay, you're barely okay, you're barely holding on. Phones are the best tool. Netflix, all of that junk food, all of that shit is the best tool at keeping you barely hanging on. But you almost need to let go of that just for a day, just 1 day a week, so that you can feel not okay, or you can deal with the shit that you haven't been fucking dealing with, fix it, or start working on it, or come up with a plan to fix it, even just taking that one baby step. And then through the next week, you can start working on that. You can improve your life. But yeah, phones are a fucking distraction. They are a pain. They do a lot of good. I'm very grateful for phones.
Oh yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible technology. But you guys do have to understand, it's a tool that can be used for good or evil. And I think we've all gotten ourselves into the state of like using it for distraction. And the people that are happiest are the people that are the least connected, or they use technology and being connected. They use that as a tool, like I'm saying. I see people who use social media as a tool, only a tool, like content creators like me.
Yeah.
I'm the happiest when I just use YouTube to post my content and talk to my audience, and you guys write some great fucking comments and we have a little chat. Like, that makes me feel really fucking good. I get to help you guys, you know, same with Spotify, like all of this shit makes me feel good. My Facebook group, I love Facebook when I get to go and talk to my coaching clients and see their productivity and their changes and their epiphanies and what they're working on. I love Zoom because I get to do my group coaching calls and my one-on-one calls. I love the technology. Technology is fucking God tier. But you want to use it for, you want to be in control of it. Like, don't let it control you.
Yeah.
Use it when you want to use it. Don't let it fucking use you. And I think we all fall into the trap quite a lot of letting it fucking dictate what we're going to do. I'm going to sit here for 15 minutes and just scroll through Instagram, which I don't give a fuck about, because I'm scared to face the fact that I'm lonely and I want a woman in my life. And I'm just going to browse YouTube for the next 10 hours instead of, you know, going outside and talking to women. Porn. I didn't even talk about porn. I forgot about porn. Porn is literally there so you don't have to deal with the fact that you're lonely and horny and you don't know if women will ever sleep with you.
Yeah.
And if you can cut that shit out and face the actual fear, the actual terror of, like, will I be alone? Will women like me? Will I ever have the sex life I like? Will I ever build a business? Mm-hmm. Will I ever be worthwhile? You're just distracting yourself. So I'm working on distracting myself a lot less.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting better at it. I used to be a bad bitch. I used to watch porn for, like, you know, 12 hours a day. I've talked about that before. I used to be really addicted when I was, like, in my early 20s. So I am improving over time, but
yeah.
I would recommend you guys put the phone down just for a little bit, or use some of those apps that I talked about to block or log out of Twitter and all the other. You don't have to be logged in all the time. You can log in when you want to talk to someone or when you want to research something or when you want to send someone a DM and then log back out when you're finished. Don't sit there, you know, scrolling through news feeds that you don't give a fuck about. It's better if you go there consciously rather than impulsively.
Yeah.
All right, we will wrap up. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Mm-mm.
What are these beautiful men, these beautiful women, these beautiful bitches and bastards, what do they need to do?
Go out there and crush your goals.
Go crush your goals and put the fucking phone down.